Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and welcome to the show. We have a great treat for you today. We have a special guest. His name is Dr. AWR. He's the Second Amendment reporter for Breitbart. My Breitbart buddy is in the studio. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. I owe this to a buddy. Good morning, Vietnam!
Oh, my goodness.
That's a great movie.
That is a great movie.
It's a great movie.
It was a great movie. So how you been? How you doing?
Dude, I am doing so good. It's so good to be with you. Has it been a year, 2 years we've been on the phone together? It's the first time we've been face-to-face. And it's so good to be with you.
It's good to have you here.
Good to be here. And I'm getting some texts. I got my buddies, the Beanie Durbin crew. We sailed the British Virgin Islands together.
Wow.
Earlier this year.
Yeah.
And, of course, I don't know how to sail. Now, our El Capitan, Shay, knows how to sail. And he felt like he took us around the world, but he just took us island to island. What a great time. But they're texting me, so I'm throwing out some love to the Beanie Durbin crew.
I hear you.
So, hey, it's good to be with you. Folks, it's good to be able to talk about the Second Amendment. That's my favorite thing to talk about, because the Second Amendment equals freedom. And so it's great to be here with you to discuss those things and, perhaps to just discuss some pertinent news that's in the news cycle right now. Mm-hmm. What was on my mind coming in here is to talk about the continued hatred for the Hearing Protection Act.
Yeah.
It's blowing my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to be careful, because with Nancy Pelosi, I feel like she's kind of going where it seems like Joe Biden is gone, where he's not sure what room he's in.
Yeah.
So I don't want to be mean about her mental capacity, but it's unbelievable. You know, you had Representative Scalise come back yesterday, and what does she do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the shooting of Scalise, that's proof that we don't need suppressor deregulation. Did that gunman use a suppressor?
No.
So what's she talking about?
What? AWR, where's this come from? Where is the hatred for protecting yourself?
I don't understand.
What is this? I don't get it. I do not get it.
That's what it boils down to. See, you know, that Steve Scalise was the first guy shot.
Mm-hmm.
So even if the guy had a – with or without a suppressor, it doesn't matter. You're the first one shot. That's what it boils down to. Ultimately, you're exactly right. Whether we're talking about national reciprocity, whether we're talking about a Hearing Protection Act, where we're talking about the size of magazine you can carry, it all boils down to their rejection of self-defense.
Yes.
Because doesn't it make sense that your wife or your girlfriend, you want her to have 15-round magazine if her gun will hold 15 rounds? Why do I want to limit her to 10?
Yeah.
She might need that extra 5. There might be 2 attackers.
Exactly.
There might be 3 attackers.
Exactly. Yeah. No,
so
you're right.
You're exactly right. The root of all gun control in the left's eyes, besides racism, is a hatred of self-defense.
Mm-hmm. No, it's funny how these people talk about we need tougher gun laws. But when you ask one of them about Chicago, I mean, you can't get any tougher than Chicago.
No.
And so what am I missing here? I mean, you can't sneak or drive so many guns across a city without getting caught. It makes no sense what these people say.
Right, right. And it's not just Chicago, although that's the central one.
Yeah.
But Baltimore.
Yeah,
but what
exactly?
Do they have in common? They're both Democrat controlled, and they both go to gun control as the solution for everything. You know, I had a piece this week, that our national crime numbers were up. Why? Because of Chicago.
Yes.
It represented over a fifth of the violent crimes committed in the whole U.S. Think about that. One city. Yeah. Represented over a fifth of the violent crime committed in the whole U.S. But yet, what does Rahm Emanuel say they need? More gun control.
It just shocks me.
Well, you know what it does to me, and I'm serious. It makes me hurt for those people, because what he's saying to those people, and the left needs to come to grips with this and own it, what he's saying to them is your life isn't worth defending.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
It's not worth defending. So guess what? If you live on the South Side, get you a good door lock, a baseball bat, and a fishing net, And, you know, good luck. But your life isn't worth defending. Get whatever weapon you want is what I'm saying. I picked a random on a fishing net. It can be a golf club. It could be a badminton paddle or whatever you call them. Mm-hmm. But what he's saying is we're not going to take action to make it easier for you to defend your children. But every time one of those children die, then what do? They push more gun control.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, it floors me. It floors me. And a lot of people, when I see these people on TV, nobody asks any tough questions.
Oh, no.
I'm not talking just CNN. I'm talking about even on Fox. I've had some of them do.
Right.
But not all of them. And I don't understand where this has come from. My mother is, she was, I don't think she is now, but my mother was a Democrat, Blue Dog Democrat.
Right.
Okay. She has the same values that conservatives has.
Right.
She grew up with guns. She has a shotgun right now at her house and can shoot.
Right.
Used to carry a gun. I think she still does.
Right.
I don't understand how this party got twisted
right.
like that. Where does the mentality come from?
Well, I think that mentality originates, some people reject this out of hand, but they're learning. It originates with racism. You know that, and I know that. And you know, people may not know it. I don't think you mind me saying, but you know, you're black, I'm
mm-hmm.
white.
Mm-hmm.
I look at you and I don't go, wow, Sean's life is not as valuable as mine. I don't think you look at me and say my life's not as valuable. We don't look at skin color.
Exactly. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But if you're a Democrat, you sure do, because you have to figure out what policies you can put in place to get the right voters.
Mm-hmm.
What can you give away to get mm-hmm. voters on voting day?
Mm-hmm.
All of these things. But what they have to be sure of is that you're not independent, because if you're independent, you don't need government.
Yeah.
See,
okay.
If you got a shotgun and a handgun and you know how to use it, you don't need government.
Yeah.
And so your mom is a mortal enemy. Mm-hmm. To the Democrat Party, because in your mom's view, she can handle herself with that shotgun. In my view, if you come into the room where I type every day, if a door splinters and you're coming in there, then you're going to catch the working end of an AR-15. And if I can get to the 9, you're going to catch the 9 too.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully my dog will be chewing on you the whole time.
You know, I always say you need a dog. Matter of fact, and we've got about a couple of more minutes. I have alarm companies call me, and I like to play with them.
Right.
Do you have an alarm or no? Well, do you need an alarm to stop? Hold on.
Oh, man.
I said, I have everything I need. And I tell them, I said, I have a dog and 2 shotguns.
That's it.
And you know what they'll say to me? Well, you need an alarm because what are you going to do if someone breaks in? I said, are you not hearing me?
Right.
Okay, you're telling me, and I went to police academy, so I understand how the whole law enforcement thing is. It takes, on average, any police officer, even if he's riding in cold, at least 3 minutes. 3 minutes is a long time when you got someone coming in your door.
Right. It's a long time if you're a woman and they're trying to pull your clothes off.
Exactly.
And they're already on you. 3 minutes. It's just, I can't deal with it. Our founding fathers would say, let's shoot and get it over with
exactly.
right now.
My mother used to have to say it. She said, I'll shoot first and ask questions last.
I like your mama.
And she and I guess that's where I got my sense of who I am. And, you know, it's funny. I didn't realize how bad the whole gun control issue was until I started working with Mark.
Right.
I mean, I knew people didn't, you know, not everybody carried a gun or a firearm. But what happened when he started this show is it opened my eyes to a realization that there are cities in this country that you cannot have a firearm.
Right.
I don't get it. And then there's what? You got your Australia, England, France. How do you tell your people to give up their guns, and how are they that stupid?
When we come back from break, can we talk about Britain?
Absolutely.
I got something on Britain that's really good about their gun-free and what it's gotten them.
Exactly. And, you know, the whole system over there is just, and it seems like our government or our officials are trying to push us to that type of system. And it just floors me on You know, when I watch TV, when I watch the news, it has gotten so bad that I almost think I'm going to have a stroke.
Right. I don't watch the TV.
Or the news.
Well, you're a better man than I am.
I don't watch it as much as I used to. It just floors me because, again, the media comes up with all these narrations and they flip the script. And that's one of the things I want to talk to you about later on in the show is how did we get here?
Right.
And so with that being said, we're here with Mr. AWR, Dr. AWR, right here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. We shall return.
Attention, gun owners. Can you say with 100% confidence that your family and home are safe? What if you pull the trigger too soon? Do you know exactly what to say and what to do with your gun when the police arrive? Here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to concealed carry and home defense confidence. It's called the 2017 Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, and it's from the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, and it's 100% free. You'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and a whole lot more. It's 164 pages and comes with a bonus audio version that I recorded so you can listen in your car. This life-changing guide is 100% free, and for a limited time, you'll also get a bonus home defense checklist. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now for 100% free instant access. Once again, armedandresponsible.com. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right. Thank you very much for listening to the show. This is AAR Shanto. We have a very special guest here in the Armed American Radio Breitbart Studio, Mr. Art, Dr. AWR.
How are you doing? You thought I was going to do the Vietnam again, didn't you? I had to throw you off.
You did throw me off. So we were just, before the break, we were talking about England and the European model that some people here in this country aspire us to be. Explain that whole situation. How did that happen?
Well, how it happened is they had a, you know, they had that shooting in the 90s, and then in 97, I believe it was Blair that was willing to finally basically give away gun rights. I believe it was in 97 that it was a virtual ban on all handguns.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that began after World War One, and it was, I know the left hates it, but it was what they call a slippery slope.
Yeah.
It began after World War One with registration schemes,
mm-hmm.
and you had to get approval to buy guns from a police magistrate and different things.
Mm.
But anyway, it progressed from that time all the way to 97, and finally in 97, they were able to bring it to fruition, do a virtual ban on guns. You could still get a gun if you jump through the right hoops and have enough of this. You know how that always works.
Oh, yeah. New York model.
New York model. But now what you have is, and I just wrote on it this week, it's so dangerous over there. Matter of fact, that was 97. In 2009, the Daily Mail had out a column. The Daily Mail had put out a column that said gun control, well, this is a paraphrase.
Yeah.
They paraphrase. Gun control has made England or Britain Europe's most dangerous country.
Wow.
And I wrote on that. Well, then what happened is this last week, the danger has only continued, and now they're thinking about moving from a model of only so many police are armed to every policeman is armed because they realize guns are the only solution.
Absolutely.
And so they're coming to our position slowly, and they're doing it under duress. But in the meantime, those innocent civilians are learning the hard way. Like if you were at London Bridge, maybe you were at London Bridge at a pub.
Yes.
Maybe that's where you were when that attack happened. Sorry about your luck. If you had been in Georgia or Texas or Arizona or Oklahoma or Missouri or Kentucky, I can go on and on. If you had been there when that attack had happened, they may have gotten one or two of you, maybe.
Yeah.
But their bodies would have been riddled with holes after that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because we value the right of self-defense.
Yes.
You know, Justice Sam Alito, Supreme Court, said that self-defense is the key component of the Second Amendment. And it's just the difference between our two countries. That's a key for us.
It is. It's a big key. And, you know, it just shocks me on some of the things that I see. When it comes to defending ourselves, it's a God-given right. Do you think that the left, that's why they don't want people to defend? Because they are so against religion, and if we follow that logic, then that means that we,
right?
You see what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, but see, now this is a huge topic.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk as much as you want me to. You cut me off. You know, raise your hand,
okay.
throw a coffee cup at me, whatever it is. But when I was teaching at the university,
mm-hmm.
and when I was being taught, I should go. When I was being taught, and I have a master's, a PhD.
Mm-hmm.
When I was going through that, I realized that there was very little emphasis on God-given rights.
Mm-hmm.
Very little.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Professor Bruce Brazenton, West Texas A&M, Professors Wade Schaefer. They both deserve a shout-out because mm-hmm. they did yeoman's work on that.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, if you weren't doing personal reading, you didn't figure it out.
Wow.
And I didn't realize it going through. But see, then as I look back, I realized, you know why they did that? Because if I ever realized that my rights come from God, mm-hmm. not from government, then guess what? I realized the Senate can't take my guns.
Yeah.
The House can't take my guns.
Yeah.
The president can't take my gun. I start to realize, hold on, you mean if God gave me the right to speak freely, not man, well, then man can't take that right.
Exactly.
Did God give me the right to defend my life, not man? Well, then man can't take. Did God give me the right to pursue and possess private property? Well, then man can't. On and on, I could go through the Bill of Rights.
Yes.
And that's why, like, you have a senator like Chris Murphy, who is worthless as the day is long.
Mm-hmm.
He's up there in Connecticut. And he's a Democrat, and he said the Second Amendment is not a God-given right, is not absolute.
Mm-hmm.
See, what he's done there is it's a redundancy, but he's too dumb to know it because the whole idea is once I say it's a God-given right, I don't have to say it's absolute. That's understood.
Exactly, exactly.
And so he just repeated himself because he's so ignorant of the very terms he uses in making his empty arguments. And you had Chuck Todd, who has the worst comb-over in the world, by the way. You had Chuck Todd come out this week, and same thing. Chuck Todd says Judge Moore doesn't understand the Constitution because Judge Moore believes our rights come from God. Has Chuck Todd never read the Declaration of Independence?
Apparently he hasn't. But you know, that's what the left and the media do. They're dishonest. And maybe you answered the question that I've been asking myself. Is it that these people went to get an education and just didn't have the common sense before they got the education? And then is that why they believe the things that they believe in?
No, I believe that they're what Russell Kirk would call an ideologue, which means they have a preconceived notion of the world and how it works, and it's leftist, and they want to bring that to bear on you. So they're not, I don't think this is a real word, but let's use it anyway. They're not educatable. They can't be taught.
Okay.
And, you know, it's just like a liberal. If you look at history, what does gun control do? You just mentioned it. Chicago, what's it do?
Chicago's just a mess.
It kills innocent lives.
Absolutely. It's
but
a mess.
But they keep pushing it. See, they're not educatable. They're not really looking for solutions. They're looking to implement their worldview. And that's why, and when Mark and I talked, and I know when you and I talked, but when Mark and I would talk on air on those Sunday nights, I was so pro-Trump. It was because we needed someone who would come in and not care if he knocked over the China cabinet.
Yeah.
We need someone who would come in and go, you know what? It's time.
Absolutely.
It's time to defend the Second Amendment, period. It's time to get these things done, period. And I don't care what the polls say. And I think we've reached that point. And I think that's got Chuck Todd and the rest of them a little worked up because Judge Roy Moore is the same kind of guy. And you've heard Trump say it. You've heard Roy Moore say it. Our rights come from God, not government. It's the worst thing you could say to a liberal because to a liberal, the government is the end all be all. And what Trump and Moore are saying is, well, sorry, but there's a power greater than that, and that's why we're free.
So it would be safe to say that the left, as long as government is power for the, as long as people here in America think that government is the solution to everything and the power, then they can eventually, it's their way to get rid of individuals.
Right.
You know, one of the things that, well, I'll say it like this. When my stepdaughter came, I was in a Fort Worth ISD area. They had to wear uniforms.
Right.
Low-level school, nothing exciting about it. And when we turn, I'll finish telling you the story, but it's amazing what has happened in the last year that made me realize what was going on here.
Right.
You know, so we'll be right back with Dr. AWR right here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Oh, we are having a great time. You know, the hour goes by really, really fast for some reason. I guess because we're having a lot of fun. We've got AWR, Second Amendment reporter for Breitbart, and he is my Breitbart buddy. He's my brother. So for all you people out there that say that Breitbart is an alt-right publication, I guess that makes me alt-right. So it is what it is. I respect AWR. I respect his work. I respect Steve Bannon. I respect Breitbart. I mean, it's a great publication. So. And it tells truth. You know, there are a lot of stuff out there that doesn't, you know. I mean, I see some things on People magazine standing in Walmart, and I'm just like, really?
Right. I saw that, like, Christy Alley gave birth to an alien.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, come on now. Yeah. But the left will have you think that those are the great ones.
Those are the great ones, yeah.
So, well, before we went to break, I was telling you about my stepdaughter. Because you mentioned something. Slippery slope early in the conversation. The thing that my wife got here, I was living in an older home in an older neighborhood in Fort Worth. And I've always hated Fort Worth ISD. Always. Can't stand it. Can't stand Dallas either. Well, when my stepdaughter got here, we enrolled her in school. And I kept telling my wife, I wanted her to go to private school. But I had to let my wife see, And she, both of them from the Philippines. So she enrolled her in school. Well, after jumping through the hoops of what we had to do, she's like, okay, I see what you're saying. Make a long story short, we moved into the new house December of last year. Fort Worth ISD and where we moved, totally different. Because the neighborhood that I came from, everybody, or at least the school system, wanted you to be the same with the uniforms and all this stuff.
Right.
And they'll say, well, we do it because we don't want the students to feel bad about how much money that one has and all this kind of stuff. But yet, or we do it because we don't want people to get fights over tennis shoes and stuff. But yet the high schoolers don't have to do it.
Right.
So I had to ask myself a question here. What's up with that?
Right. It's that fight against individuality.
Exactly.
You know, which is a tenet of the left. And I'm going to tell people tonight, what night is this? This is Friday.
Yeah.
Tonight or tomorrow, whenever you have time, get on YouTube and YouTube Ronald Reagan's speech, 1964 Republican Convention.
Yes.
And he's talking about the left and the left's passion for the masses, quote
yes.
unquote. And he said, don't refer to me as one of the masses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an
mm-hmm.
individual.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to use his voice, I'd say I'm Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't refer to me as part of the masses.
Mm-hmm.
And our founders understood that every life has dignity. See, it goes back to what we were talking about a while ago. With our rights coming from God, if I'm endowed by my Creator with certain inalienable rights, if among those rights are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness,
exactly.
if that's true.
Exactly.
Then it's you as
Thank
an individual,
you.
Sean. You as an individual can, and we were talking about in the break, in
yes.
this country, you can break free
exactly.
and become someone like a Donald Trump
yep.
or a Mark Cuban or
mm-hmm.
whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You can, you know, I got a friend, Steve, who's a contractor, which is nothing wrong with being a contractor, but
yeah.
he could break free at any moment in this country.
Yeah.
And he could run a gut truck around and make a fortune
exactly.
because he knows how to do food. He
yep.
knows how to do. And they don't want you to know that when you're going through school. When you go through school, they talk about multiculturalism, but what they're really pushing is the left's monoculture.
Yeah.
In other words, they want you to, when they say they want you to be your own person, they mean they want you to be one of them.
Yeah.
And that's not how our founders designed it. Our founders designed this to be a land of opportunity,
mm-hmm.
and we live with structured freedom, with ordered liberty,
mm-hmm.
and we can accomplish anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. They smother that. They smother
do.
That.
And, you know, and I see why it's like that. Because where we moved at, there's like $5 million houses down the street from where I'm at.
Right.
But, yet, if I listen to some of these people like Kaepernick.
Right.
Oprah.
Right.
All these people that are making money. But they'll turn around and say, oh, but our country is not, we still have racism.
Right.
They act like it's back in the 1950s. And the reason why they do that is because, like you said, they don't want people to get out. They don't want them to know that they get out.
Right.
And again, when it comes to media, nobody asks these people except one person. Tucker Carlson asked somebody this. He was railing about, oh, this is a white lash. They don't ask him, well, how did you do it?
Right.
If you can do it, why can't I?
Right.
That's
right.
the question.
That's it. But see, it comes, you know, that's what they're doing in education.
Yeah.
They're outwardly teaching multiculturalism, which I hate, by the way. But
yeah.
they're outwardly doing that. But inwardly, they're cultivating a monoculture that only the left approves of.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does is they can make you feel like a freak if you carry a gun.
Yep.
They can make you feel like a freak if you want to invest and be independent of government help.
Yep.
They make you feel like a freak if you want to buy a home and figure out how can I pay for this home quickly, get
Thank
out of
you.
Debt.
Yes.
They want you to feel like a freak
yeah.
because no. They almost want to talk you into suffering with
yeah.
the rest of the people that don't know any better. And
exactly.
I'm sorry, but to stick with the gun issue, our founding fathers stated very clearly that we're endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights,
mm-hmm.
life, liberty, pursuit of happiness.
Mm-hmm.
You can't defend that life without a weapon with which to defend it. And it's just understood that that weapon is a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, the last four words of the Second Amendment are among my most favorite because they're hard to misconstrue.
Mm-hmm.
Shall not be infringed.
Exactly.
I don't know about you, but now I'm going to go back. Let's see. Undergrad, MA, and PhD. Apart again from maybe Professors Schaefer and Brazington, I don't remember anybody touching on those four words. Mm-hmm. Shall I be? Mm-hmm. All that study, 10 years of study, and I wasn't supposed to know I could be free.
Yeah.
That's what that means. That's exactly I was not supposed to know I could be free.
That's exactly what happened.
But our founders said otherwise.
Absolutely. And the reason why we have the neighborhoods that we have is because the education system is not allowing personal and individuality.
Right.
Because now my stepdaughter goes to a school where you have people who have wealth. Well, they don't have uniforms.
Right.
I mean, I've seen kids wear all kind of crazy stuff.
Right.
Same age.
Right.
Different ethnic backgrounds.
Right.
And it dawned on me. The left wants these people to stay that way. You know who's making the money in this country right now? It's the legal aliens, not illegal, well, but both are. But my wife has been here 2.5 years. Got a job at Walmart about a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago. She started part-time. She's now a manager. Moved to a store about close to the house. She's now a manager, department manager for the menswear.
Right.
If she could do it, came from a third world country, and I do mean third world.
Right.
Why can't?
Right.
And the reason why they can't is because of what you said. It's the education system. The reason why we're talking about this is because it all comes back to firearms. Right. Because as long as your people don't understand they have the right to defend themselves, they believe in we're just going to all get along and become this big group of people.
Well, and there's one other thing with that. Not only they don't believe we can defend ourselves, they don't know we can defend ourselves, mm-hmm. but what they don't know is not only do I have the right to defend myself, mm-hmm. but here's what the left hates to cover.
Mm-hmm.
I have the duty.
Exactly.
See, if the right comes from God, the right carries a, if there's a positive right combined with a negative, mm-hmm. and that means if I have the right to keep and bear arms, I have the duty to keep and bear arms. If I have the right to free speech, mm-hmm. then as a free man, I have the duty to open my mouth and speak up.
Exactly, exactly. Oh, man, AWR, you ripping it up today. So when we come back, we will wrap up the show and finish what we're talking about right here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Well, no, it's still AAR Shanto, and we got AWR here in the studio. We've been having a really, you know, thank you for coming in. It's been really good. And I'm looking forward to hearing you tomorrow, the Gun Rights Policy.
That's right. I'll be at the 34th Annual Gun Rights Policy Conference tomorrow. I think I'm speaking the same panel with Mark.
Yes.
And so I look forward to that. Look forward to it.
I look forward to hearing it. And then, for all of y'all that don't know, I will be at the gun, or at least be there tomorrow morning, and I'll be sitting up there on the stage with y'all.
Right on. Hey, I got to give a quick shout out to two people, two groups. I already mentioned the Beanie Durbin crew. That's my sailing crew, all of whom know more about sailing than I do. But shout out to them and Jamie. I know she's listening, and also to Dr. Reckner at Texas Tech. Just mentioning his name gets me worked up.
Wow.
My wife mentioned him, but what a phenomenal human. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Heidi, for reminding me to mention him, because without Dr. Reckner, there is no AWR Hawkins PhD.
Wow.
There just isn't. There is
not. That's
right.
You were talking about him before. Yes.
He came up beside me in a hall one day, and I was kind of under fire for speaking up for conservatism for the military, which is ironic, having a PhD in military history. But anyway, I felt a hand under my arm, and I turned, and here's this salty old Vietnam vet. And he goes, "Hawkins, don't worry about it. I got you." And immediately, you know, the standard response, I go, "No, no, look, here's why it's not going to work." And he goes, and I'll never forget this. You think about this, because I was in a situation where the professors had tricked me, and they really hated me and wanted to get rid of me.
Yeah.
He said, "They fear me more than they hate you."
Ah, yes.
I'll never forget that.
That's great.
And he fixed the situation.
Yeah.
So anyway, shout out to Dr. Reckner. What a great man.
You know, it's, there are people in our lives that, and I think this is what makes things a lot different, why we turn out the way we were. There are people in our lives that didn't give up on us.
Right.
They knew, they saw our passion, they saw our dream, they saw where we were trying to go.
Right.
And they wanted to make sure that we grew. And so hats off to him.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know, it was he, I'll just say, I was at Texas Tech, and I said, Dr. Rector, what am I going to do? He goes, start writing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I never thought of that. He said, start writing.
Wow, that's deep.
And so I write Civil War Times, Vietnam Magazine, Civil War Times again. And that all altered through the course of time, of course. Now I write on guns. But I'm just saying, he just went unequivocally. Start writing. He could see. And it's like you're saying, I had someone who believed I could do.
Yeah.
What I thought I could do, but I was waiting for somebody.
Someone,
Bruce Brazenton had believed in me. Wade Schaefer believed in me when I was doing my master's. But in the PhD, Reckner came in, and he believed that I could do it if I would just do it. Mm-hmm. And what a man.
That's deep. That's deep. So in closing remarks, real quickly, what do you think the state of the Second Amendment is here? I mean, they're fighting hard.
Right.
But what do you see in the near future for Second Amendment?
Well, I think we might get the Hearing Protection Act pretty quick, which would be suppressor deregulation.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that don't know, suppressors are already legal in 42 states.
Mm-hmm.
So the left acts like we're turning the world on its head. We're not. Mm-hmm. We're just saying you should know the federal government a $200 tax when you buy a suppressor. Why do I give the federal government a dime for that?
Exactly.
That's one. And then number two, I do believe we'll see national reciprocity. Paul Ryan has no interest in pushing it right now, but next year he has to run for reelection.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be amazing how post-January 2018, Paul Ryan is going to pull that McCain metamorphosis, and he's going to be conservative again from February 2018 through November 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be able to get those things done. So I see the Hearing Protection Act. I see national reciprocity. And I'm going to tell you, I also see we could see, and I don't give financial advice if you're listening, but we're going to see a surge, I believe, in some profits for some firearm companies because Trump is trying to do everything he can do by himself because Congress won't act. So he's trying to broaden their exportability.
Yeah.
So what if we can get more Daniel Defense AR-15s out there, more battle-tested equipment AR-15s out there, more Glocks, more Smith & Wessons, more Kimbers. And so under Donald Trump, let's just say I think we're going to continue to see a burgeoning gun industry. It may not just mean sales alone, sales, range memberships, concealed carry permit issuance.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so comfortable with Donald Trump. Do you notice when there's a crime? Take the Alexandria shooting, January 14th.
Yeah.
Did you hear Trump talk about gun control?
No.
It wasn't even mentioned.
No.
That's not his solution. His solution is for free people to be armed.
Mm-hmm.
And I favor that solution because that was George Washington's solution, too.
Well, responsibility.
That's it.
You know, with someone like Trump, the one thing, and then as we were talking during the break, I've been studying on how people become wealthy. And they have this, they all have the same string or the same DNA in them. It's all about responsibility, being responsible for who you are, being true to yourself, be respectable, and have honor.
Right.
And I think a lot of us have missed that. The surge for female gun owners, you think that's going to continue?
I do. And you know why?
Mm-hmm.
And again, I mentioned race a while ago just because we were making a point. I hate to mention race because I hate to divide Americans in any way, but I think it's important here.
Mm-hmm.
I believe because of black female ownership.
Yes.
See, and you talk about you're talking about the death knell for the Democrat Party?
It is.
We got black women who are not simply buying guns. They're leading the charge in Chicago.
Yes, yes.
You know, we know about Black Guns Matter, Maj Toure. We know about his group, and it's a great group.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a group led by a black woman called Chicago Guns Matter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you do if you're a Democrat running on gun control and you're expecting the black vote? What,
exactly.
I'm serious. What are you going to do?
No, you're right. You're right.
And I think that's going to continue because these women have realized if I'm on the south side of Chicago and I'm going to be safe, it's going to be because of the Glock. Or the .38 special on my nightstand. It's not going to be because of Rahm Emanuel, because he's not going to do it.
And, you know, I think you touched on something really important. When we had the Jim Crow laws, there was gun control from blacks.
Right.
And see, what the left is thinking is we can just spread gun control over everybody. See, the left is using the same tactics they used in the 1800s, except the difference is now people begin to see through that.
Right.
And like you said, how can you, how do you get a black voter who believes in protecting themselves?
Right.
Because if they protect themselves, which means they understand what it means to be an individual.
Right.
Which means they'll go out. They don't depend on government.
Right. And it goes back to that point we made earlier, that when we source our rights in God, which is where Thomas Jefferson sourced them in the Declaration of Independence, when we do that, then I not only have the right to keep and bear arms, I have the duty to keep and bear arms. I don't think our founders ever envisioned a day where a father would take his family to dinner and trust an agent of the state to keep them safe. And by that, I mean a policeman. I'm not putting police down.
Yeah.
But what I mean is, I don't think our founders ever envisioned a day when a man would leave his home and not be ready to defend his family.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because their paradigm mentally was, these rights came from God, therefore we have a duty to not only own these rights, but to act on these rights. So not only do I have a right to bear a gun, I have a duty to bear a gun. And I believe that people are starting to understand that. I believe that understanding was reborn after Sandy Hook,
mm-hmm.
when the left jumped the shark.
Yes.
And I believe that what they did there is they overreached to such a degree they may never recover on guns, which
mm-hmm.
means they may never recover as a party, which is great news.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will celebrate the destruction of that party like I've never celebrated anything if it happens.
And so what they're doing now is they're trying to erase history.
Right.
It started with the rebel flag, and I was really upset with that.
Right.
I was upset because, you know, it's a part of our history. So now, and I said then, oh, they're going to start with statues.
Right.
Real quickly, how can people read stuff? I apologize for not asking you earlier.
That's all right. Dude, that's all right. Hey. If you want to read some of our stuff, I'm the Second Amendment writer for Breitbart. Go to Breitbart.com. On Twitter, go to @AWRHawkins. On Facebook, Facebook, @AWRHawkins. I'm pretty much the only @AWRHawkins. Put it in Google, you're going to find it.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. Great to be with you, buddy.
All right. Well, that's the end of the show. We shall see you at the Gun Rights Policy.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.